hey, thanks. I really do appreciate it. It's just been one thing after another with this car. Yeah, well, it's like frozen or something. I don't know, but I appreciate you picking me up to take me to go run my errand real quick because I kind of need groceries. I'm starving to death. So, wait, before you go, can we, like, sit here for just a second? Because I have to tell you something. I'm nervous. Okay, so, where do I start? Okay, so I know we've been friends for a really long time, and more often than not, I appreciate that, and I appreciate you always being there for me and being like my sounding board when I need to talk stuff through my head. I pass my good ideas through you and my bad ideas, and you tell me when they're good and when they're bad and when they're stupid and when you think they'll work. And even though sometimes I listen and sometimes I don't, I still know that it's you, and you're always there for me, and I can always count on you. Just like I hope you can always kind of count on me, and I always try to be there for you. And we've seen each other through a few romances that have gone awry. Losing a parent, losing a job, starting a new job. And it just means the world to me that you're always here for me. And I wanted to say thank you. No, that's not it. there's more. So I got a promotion at work, and this promotion comes with a transfer, possibly. It's not decided yet whether I am or not going to take it just because of the transfer situation, but it's kind of put me in a funk, I guess you can say, because I've thought about moving in the career that I want to be in, and this would take me right in line with that, and it's exactly what I would want to do. Well, that's the thing. The thing that's keeping me from it is, well, it's you. No, you've always been supportive. It's not that you told me I shouldn't go for it. My reluctance is more based on my feelings for you. I know we're friends, and I said that, but lately I've been having a problem seeing just that. Like, sorry, I'm throwing this to you at left field, and you're probably not expecting any of it, but I've been feeling like I'm falling for you, and I kind of want to see where it's going to go and see if it's going to be a possibility or even option, because I don't, of all the stuff that I've done when I've been here, and everything else is kind of finished and closed in my life, I'm the only thing that's still up in the air, and I wonder about it almost on a daily basis is you. I regret not taking it further sooner, because we get along so well and you get me, and I'd like to think that you feel that I get you, and we laugh at the same stuff and we have basically the same sense of humor. We like to do the same stuff and like not to do the same stuff, because like sushi, right? Ugh. I mean, yeah. That'll be an unforgettable night. That was gross. Anyway, okay. But yeah, I didn't want it to go unsaid any further. And if it goes nowhere, then okay, we'll be friends and we'll continue to be friends like we've always been. And if it does, then I long for the possibility of where it could go and how it could be, because I really like you. And I'm not ready to make this decision on if I'm leaving or not until I know for sure how it would be with you and whether it could be with you or not. Please say something. I feel like I'm rambling now. No, I've felt like this for a while now. It's just been little stuff. It's not been like one moment in time where I was like, bam, I'm falling in love. It's just been little stuff here and there that I notice and that I can't get off my mind, and it just feels like it could be more. I want to see if it could be more. And like I said, if it doesn't amount to anything or come out to anything, I'd still want you to know. And if I do leave, I want you to know before I leave that that's how I felt. Yes, I know. No, I'm not sorry I told you. Not at all. I don't know why I'm crying. No, I don't know why I'm crying. I just feel like I've laid a whole bunch of stuff at your feet now, and now you're at a loss for words, which is kind of understandable. But I still feel like, I don't know. Would you ever with me? Would you give it a go? Would you consider it? No, I'm not in a hurry for going to my errand. I can actually just sit in the car if you don't mind. I almost feel like that would be preferred. What are you thinking? Tell me, please. I need to know. I need to know what's going through your... through your mind. Are you sure? Really? I've been dreaming of doing that for so long, too.
I'll be gentle. I'll be gentle with your heart. Like I said, we've seen each other through some bad romances, and I know you've been hurt. Just like you know I've been hurt, and I'm putting a lot of trust in you right now. No, I'm not going anywhere. You make me so happy now. Yes, I would turn down the job just to stay here with you. Why wouldn't I? I know you're a good man. I know it. Just like you would do the same for me. Just hold me for now, please. Just hold me. I want to know this is real and that I'm not dreaming again. Okay. Let's see where this goes.